This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. If you were just listening to the news, you heard the guy saying that this is how this was. It has to be about guns because this is the only time it's ever happened. This is not the only time it's ever happened. This is not the only time a gun has ever been sold to somebody who should be prohibited, because this happens all the time. That's the problem. Now, the Air Force, and in the military, there is a series of steps for everything you do. It's all about procedure. And somewhere in the procedure in the military, in the Air Force, they did not enter the crime into the National Criminal Information Center database. That was initially revealed in a draft statement that was inadvertently released to reporters. And that they admitted that after an investigation was discovered, the conviction was not entered. And that enabled him to pass a background check and to purchase an AR-15 and two handguns, for that matter. That should not have happened. And this is astounding, but this is not new. And that's the problem. That's the problem. What's the use of having this kind of a federal database with this kind of a check if the violent offenders are never actually entered into it? And the question becomes now not, has it happened before? How many times has it happened before is the question. How many other people have been convicted of a crime that would disqualify them from firearm ownership who have not been entered into the correct database? A similar oversight occurred in 2015 with Dylann Roof. He was able to purchase a gun despite admitting to a drug charge that should have come up in a background check. So here we have an instance where over 30 people have been killed and dozens more wounded by two people who should never have access to guns to begin with. This is why I say background checks are a false little piece of theater for you. They're out there saying, well, you passed a background check. That is a snapshot in time. The system, the NCICS, is only as good as the data that is put in it. And here we have two high-profile failures, and that should be cause for concern for anybody out there. Not so, you know, look, if it makes you feel better to have a background check, that's fine. If it makes you feel better to have a background check, that's fine. I don't have to put up with them now. I have a concealed carry permit in South Carolina. I don't have to put up with these things anymore. And other states, that is also the same way as well. So, that's fine. Have your background checks. But, don't get out there and tell me that the problem is that we don't have universal background checks, because we can't do the background checks coming with a dealer the correct way. And it's not about actually executing the check. The dealer has a form that they fill out, then they call in the form. They call it into the ATF, and the ATF runs a few things, and if they, when they pull it up and look at it, if there's no strikes against you, you get to buy the gun, just like Devin Kelly got to buy the gun, because there were no strikes against him. There should have been all kinds of strikes against him. This is not a gun issue. In this particular case, this is actually a bureaucratic issue. I know the president has said it's a mental health issue. Yes, it is a mental health issue in that somebody thought that it was a good idea to go to a church and kill a bunch of people he didn't know. A non-combatant killing a bunch of non-combatants. And then he ran into somebody who was willing to trade with him. He ran into Stephen Williford, and who showed up with his own AR rifle, and then he took him on. Now, body armor, like the type he was wearing, is only going to be good if you put it forward and if you think you're going to wear it like it's some talisman. Body armor is part of your kit, and you've got to actually employ it. You've got to actually bring it to bear. It just doesn't hang on you. That's not what it's there for. Freeman Martin is the regional director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, and he said at a press conference Monday, in this situation, we had two good Samaritans that did that for law enforcement. This call went out as an active shooter call. Law enforcement was responding, so we know that a local resident who lives across the street from the church heard what was going on. He armed himself with an AR rifle and engaged a suspect. They engaged in gunfire here at the church. We know that the suspect was shot when he dropped his rifle and jumped in his Ford Expedition and fled the scene. Mr. Williford is a plumber with no military experience. He shot Kelly at the church twice, once in the leg, once in the torso. When Kelly took off, Williford flagged down another nearby resident, Johnny Langendorf, who chased Kelly at almost 100 miles per hour. And that incident ended when Kelly's truck crashed and he was found lifeless in his vehicle. So you see, Americans are willing to not only be responsible, they're willing to step up. So for the gun grabbers out there that are looking at this and saying, this is a gun issue. No, it's a bureaucracy issue. This is your law. This is the Brady Law. The 1993 Brady Law, the background check that he went through is based upon your law. And one of the unintended byproducts of it is the attention to detail that has to be done. And when you think about it, think about all the people that are mentally deficient. Think about the people that have been incarcerated for the right amount of time to where they lose their rights. All of these people have to be entered into this thing. It's not surprising that he wasn't entered into it. It's surprising that we haven't heard more about this. It's shocking. But not on a level that I'm worried about. It's not shocking in a way I am worried about. That's the thing to remember. But the shocking part of it is that, once again, we are just now, the gun grabbers didn't know what a bump stock was until Las Vegas. Then they found out that bump stocks exist. So did Republicans. Now we just found out that not everybody that's supposed to be on the prohibited persons list actually gets entered into the prohibited persons list. Another shocking incident for these gun grabbers. This has nothing to do with public safety, the things they're pushing for. This has everything to do with being in power and virtue signaling. So, gosh. This is the part where we got to get a little resolute about this and not let them get very far with this. The other thing that is amazing to me is it's already off the front pages. It's already off the front pages. So what does that mean specifically? I want the NCICS, that system needs to be fixed. We're going to run it. Wasn't Obama supposed to put some money into it to fix it? Wasn't that one of his things? Why hasn't that happened? Why hasn't the President Obama fix been done on the system? I don't honestly know. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
life. I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Morning Joe Scarborough, and Mika Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough, the former Republican U.S. member of the House of Representatives, or member of the House of Representatives, and Mika Brzezinski, the daughter of the former national security advisor under Carter. Mika, who Mika and Joe are both homewreckers because they left their spouses to be with each other. Mika said Monday on the show that supporters of the Second Amendment who don't want to talk about gun control in the wake of the mass shooting in Texas are cowards, even though two armed Texans chased the gunman down. The Morning Joe panel devoted a sizable chunk of time for calling out the NRA and other groups for supporting the constitutional right to bear arms after a gunman opened fire at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland, killing 26 and wounding 20. Noting that two of the nation's five deadliest mass shootings in modern history occurred during the past 35 days, Brzezinski and the panel blasted gun owners for holding on so tightly to their constitutional rights and shying away from discussing gun control legislation. She said, for those who say after every shooting, which is practically every day, and mass shooting practically every month, if not twice a month, oh, it's too soon, oh, it's too soon, really. We're not safe at schools, we're not safe in church, we're not safe at concerts. Like, exactly when can we have this conversation? You're cowards. Mika, we've had the conversation before. We've had it till we're blue in the face. We know what you want. You're not going to get it. Conversation closed. Going after me is not going to prevent one Devin Kelly. It's not going to prevent one Stephen Paddock. It's not going to prevent one James Holmes, one Elliot Rogers. It's not going to, Aaron Alexis's. None of these guys are going to get stopped by coming after people like me. You know, I almost hesitate to say this, but if there was a chance that if I gave up my guns, we might see it would magically all go away, then I would have to consider it. But that's not going to be the case. I live in the real, real world. I don't live in the unicorn world. Now, even though she showed her disdain for people like me and those who want to limit the restrictions imposed upon that constitutional right, two gun-carrying Texans said they chose to chase down Devin Kelly in a truck after one of the men reportedly shot Kelly. During the course of the Morning Joe discussion, New York Times political correspondent Nicholas Confessori bemoaned the fact that the mainstream gun culture is mainstream in the U.S. He said the NRA functionally is a trade organization for weapons manufacturers and their job is to sell more guns. I suspect if you could see behind the books of that group, you would see money kind of swashing around from gun makers. That's why we have these ritual panics about gun takebacks or confiscation. Because the goal is to sell more guns. They've already sold as many guns as they possibly can, and they just sell more and more to the small number of people that want our arsenals. Here's the thing about Mika Brzezinski, Joseph Scarborough, this yahoo, Nicholas Confessori. You guys don't know any gun owners. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm pretty confident in saying that, as a matter of fact. You guys don't know anybody that owns any guns. The NRA is not awash in gun money from gun companies. I know enough about the NRA to know they are not, because they're having to do some things other that they normally would not have to do. Gun Owners of America gets no money from any gun companies. Second Amendment Foundation gets no money from any gun any gun companies. None of the manufacturers give to them simply for the sake of giving. Some of them, like Brownells, Pete Brownell is the president of the NRA, and he owns Brownells. He may give some money to ILA. See, with I don't know how exactly it works with NRA because they are incorporated. With Gun Owners of America, they are a 501 or a 502C of some sort. So they can take donations. And their donations are not 1/100th of the budget of the NRA. So I can tell you with a high degree of confidence that this, you know, if I had Larry Pratt right here, man, we were talking about how much money he gets from the gun companies. He gets none. He doesn't get any. So getting out there and saying that we're trying, you know, it isn't about... For me, it is, I'm looking for guns I like. If I buy a gun, it's because I want to try it. Okay, it's not about me having an arsenal, because I keep very few on hand, actually. The ones I have on hand are all designed for a specific purpose. My purpose is defense, not offense. But this guy out here, this is an old talking point. It's about selling more guns. There's only, you know, there's only 18 guys, and they own half of the guns in the United States, and gun ownership and the number of households, that's truncating and, you know, slimming up and shrinking and everything else. This is all common stuff that we hear all the time. I've heard it till I'm blue in the face. We'll keep hearing it. But here's the thing. The discussion you want, as soon as you come out and honestly state your goal, then let the discussing begin. Because I want you to honestly state your goal. Your goal is not to have common sense anything. You want out-and-out confiscation. He made it, Confessori said, that's why we have these ritual panics about gun take-backs or confiscation. I don't know. How would you like it if we came to your house, Nicholas, and took your car? What if your car was too fast and we took your car? You paid for that car. That's your property. And we're just going to take your car. Would you panic about that? Would you panic about the government deciding they're going to take your property because you don't really need it? Because that's what something like this leads to. When it becomes normal for one thing to be this way, it becomes normal for everything to be this way. And I say this with no caveats at all. When we started letting them marginalize smokers, we started going down the path. Because smoking today is still legal. And yet, it's very highly restricted. You can't smoke indoors. You can't smoke outdoors. You can't smoke in your house. You can't smoke outside of your house. Where are you supposed to smoke? We still want you to buy the cigarettes and pay the taxes. But where are you supposed to smoke? The government doesn't know what to do. They're very bad at knowing what to do. They're full of contradictions, so... But Mika, I hear you, Mika. I hear you. It just doesn't work that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors
$1,000 for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, we've had another massacre, and the very people who just last week criticized Trump for politicizing a tragedy, this week, on behalf of gun control, are politicizing a church shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas. The problem for the left is that their rationale for gun control is diametrically opposed to the arguments they typically present for policies concerning provocative social issues. The leftists are proud of providing government-funded accoutrements for things like underage sex and drug abuse. The leftist argument has always been that teens are going to fornicate and drug addicts are going to abuse drugs anyway. So why not keep adolescents and HIV-prone junkies safe by handing out condoms and clean hypodermic needles? Lest we forget, it was Barack Obama who granted a genocidal regime access to nuclear power because he believed that Iran was going to get it anyway. So he decided to limit the terrorist state by providing the Ayatollah with the means to destroy Israel. Leftist logic has always been that the law can't control human behavior. People are not going to do what they're going, or they're going to do what they're going to do whether it's legal or not. That sort of they're going to do it anyway reasoning is why they... That's how they use this to justify legalizing marijuana, providing welfare to able-bodied individuals who refuse to work, and decriminalizing the millions of intruders who slipped across the border into America illegally. The truth is that the occult mantra, "Do what thou shalt, shall be the whole of the law," is the philosophical ideology committed progressives adhere to. But When it comes to the Second Amendment, their leftist logic controverts what progressives espouse for most social policies. Let us take, for instance, their icon of policy, abortion. They believe that abortion must never be banned because if it is, women determined to kill their offspring will utilize wire hangers and seek out back alley facilities. Despite the fact that partial birth abortion is illegal in many states, in 2012, more than 6,000 determined women submitted their doomed children to late-term abortionists who operated slaughterhouses like the one overseen by convicted West Philadelphia murderer Kermit Gosnell. So in other words, the left believes that if an individual wants to do something bad enough, nothing's going to stop him. So with that in mind, the left-leaning Democrats have successfully advanced a progressive agenda by promoting safe promiscuity, safe debauchery, safe illegal immigration, and safe eradication of human life. Yet, when you start talking about guns, these same leftists argue what they've spent half a century attempting to persuade America is true. The Democrat contingency, most of whom reject God and justify policies that take the lives of 3,000 unborn babies a day, are now sanctimoniously citing God's wisdom to find concrete steps to slowly disarm Americans of legally obtained firearms. Meanwhile, the reasoning behind limiting the Second Amendment contradicts the logic that they use to defend a law that results in mass killings on a much larger scale. The anti-gun left zealously argues that if the government places restrictions on an established constitutional right, individuals corrupt morally corrupt individuals like Devin Patrick Kelly, they will magically have to tell the truth on background checks and thereby, via good citizenry, thwart his plans to use a Ruger AR-556 rifle in a church. That sort of thinking doesn't make sense. If we were to go by their usual way of thinking, instead of taking guns from us, they'd be handing them out. They'd be giving us vouchers for these things. Because if people are going to do bad things anyway, shouldn't we be able to do something bad to them? Right, leftists? Their sort of thinking doesn't make sense. Either it's human nature to seek out illicit means to fulfill an illegal desire, or laws are successful at stopping nefarious behavior. They can't have it both ways. If leftists believe that women will seek out illegal abortions, then why don't leftists believe that shooters with ill intent will seek out illegal guns? Then again, while blaming the NRA for the bloodbath at the First Baptist Church, these are the same people blind to the fact that for 8 years, a former president dehumanized Christians, calling them xenophobic, Bible-thumping, gun-toting, bitter clingers. He made it okay. Either way, if the left eventually succeeded at manipulating Americans into rejecting the Second Amendment, those people determined to do damage will undoubtedly ignore any formal decree, and they will procure back alley guns. Ask Australia how that's working out for them. Ask the people, the good people of Britain, how that's working out for them. Do you get to feel better about yourself if you just get beat up with a stick or something versus being shot? Evil perpetrators may even venture south to acquire weapons bestowed on drug cartels, you know, via that largesse of our former Attorney General Eric Holder and his gun-running cohort, Obama. But if smuggling fails to deliver and back-alley gun deals don't work out, the Devin Kellys of the world can fulfill leftist predictions and abort their victims with wire hangers. If those are in short supply, the depraved can smother country music concert goers with government-issued... Well, you know, you get that. Or skewer. You get it. All of the clean hypodermic needles, contraceptives, all these things are okay to give out unless it comes when it comes down to guns. The left would do well to understand one thing that all of us in the tactical world have to understand. The reason all of us in the tactical world sit back and look at things in a very clinical way is because when we see something, we realize that laws don't stop evil people. They don't stop evil people. Evil people are evil people, period. There's no getting around it. There's no two ways to look at it. They are. So, when a Devin Kelly shows up, and he has decided he's going to shoot a church, it would have been nice if they'd seen him coming. It would have been great if they'd stopped him. And instead, what do we get? On the one hand, it's perfectly okay to invite murderers in the form of terrorists to come over here and commit terrorist actions. We can call them lone wolves, but if they're influenced by the internet, that means by their very nature of that, they're not lone wolves. They have outside influence. A lone wolf is somebody that's in a cave that just decides to go mad on his own. It's not somebody with internet access. It's not somebody that gets radicalized at the Starbucks because of the free Wi-Fi. So on the one hand, we should not, you know, Islamophobia is bad. And we should not look at people that drive trucks into a bunch of people just standing there trying to rent a city bike. Look at them badly. But then, instead of looking at the evildoer that was Devin Kelly, we're looking at the gun. Leftists, you folks are fools. You are absolute fools. In the interest of your own survival, I would beg you to take a second look at what you're talking about, because one day you may venture outside of your bubble, and then you're going to be in the real world, and you're not going to see what may be coming your way. And it's not going to be me. It's going to be one of these people that you choose to shelter, one of your selected classes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Well, November 4th has come and gone. The country is still in chaos. Fighting continues in most urban areas. The first transgender mechanized division has taken Washington, and the black Antifa flag flies over the ruins of the Capitol. Donald Trump has fled in a private jet seeking asylum in Dubai, while Pence has been captured by the People's Army. My name has appeared on a list of tools of the oppressors who must report for evaluation. I hear someone knocking at the door. They're all wearing Guy Fawkes masks, and now they're kicking it in. Well, that's not actually happening now, is it? Even though something similar was promised for last Saturday by both Antifa and the various conservative commentators. I was just waiting to see what was going to happen myself. The folly of them actually taking over the country or actually kicking off a civil war is about the same as gun confiscation. It is a logistical impossibility. To put it simply, Antifa, Refuse Fascism, Resist, the John Brown Clubs, and assorted other organs of national liberation, they set November 4th as the date of a national uprising to overthrow the Trump administration, liberate the entire country from capitalist, patriarchal, white supremacist domination. It was supposed to develop into open civil war between the progressive forces and the forces of reaction, with the outcome undoubtedly that, you know, that guaranteed by Marx and Engels and Lenin, Castro and company, except it would have been different because they all would have been dead. The planning for the operation began last summer, and the left sounded quite serious about it, going so far as to buy an entire New York Times page to call out the proles. This past week, activities were scaled back to 20 cities, but it still sounded awfully impressive. And then the 4th rolled around, and nothing. I mean, nothing. 300 marchers at Times Square, a few dozen in the Bay Area. 300 marchers in Times Square isn't going to fill up the CVS at Times Square. Scattering of others here and there. But apart from that, nothing. I expected something, a cop car turned over, a limo or two burnt, a couple of acres of plate glass smashed. But the People's Revolution was a complete washout. The mountain has labored. Here's your mouse. Somebody did assault Rand Paul on Friday, but if this was intended to kick off hostilities in Kentucky, with the guy expecting rescue by his comrades on Saturday morning, he's still waiting on that one. In the wake of this, it seems like Antifa can take its place in the left-wing tar pits along with the SDS, CISPAs, ANSWER, Occupy, all the other undergrad revos who vowed but failed to bring down the rude capitalist monolith known as the United States. That doesn't leave us high and dry, though, with nothing to discuss here, because the hard left were not the only ones involved in this debacle. There were a large number of commentators and websites who also bought into this. And the general tone was RIP the United States, July 4th, 1776, November 4th, 2017. Or America, we hardly knew you, or Civil War, November 4th. And this all made it sound like the revelation of St. John the Divine combined with the zombie apocalypse combined with Battle Los Angeles. The left does not exist in sufficient numbers to create a broad-based movement. This is why, electorally, they are marginalized now. It isn't there. Most Americans are not interested, so they've turned into a rarefied variant of Lenin's vanguard strategy, which Fidel Castro called the FOCO, a small group of woke radicals that acts for the proletariat, striking down the capitalist structure, and then acting as a leadership cadre to construct the new society on behalf of the proles. But how does such a vanishingly small group challenge a whole society? Well, they can do it through the WASP strategy. If you let a single WASP into a room full of people, it is likely to cause utter chaos, particularly if somebody gets stung. Trying to get away, somebody smashes into somebody else who bangs into a table, who knocks a vase against the wall, where the water splatters into an electrical plug, which sorts out the electricity, which causes a fire, etc., etc., etc. All this caused by one little WASP. And that's the strategy of the CPUSA, the movement, Occupy, and now Antifa. It follows that anyone who aids Antifa in spreading panic and dismay is inadvertently or otherwise working with them, helping put the strategy into effect by getting people wrought up about something that can scarcely affect them. Accessories before the fact, to use a legal phraseology. There are some elements of the left, exactly who will likely forever be unknown, who have carefully studied their opposition from accepted center-right figures to people who sleep while hanging from the ceiling, and know exactly how we work and how many of us can be manipulated. And you see it daily in the common threads. No matter what the topic, some lefty always appears out of nowhere to attempt to derail the discussion of the issue at hand. He sometimes works through insult, sometimes through misdirection. And there are always one or more commentators who take him up on it, dragging in others, until eventually the entire thread has lost its way and everybody's arguing whether Trump is 6'2 or 6'3. I see this all the time. Somebody will be out there saying, well, carrying a gun in a church is not something you should do. And before it's over with, we're talking about whether leather holsters are better than Kydex. Because some way that this gets steered. Now, when I'm out here, and I'm not, I didn't talk about November the 4th that much. I got a lot of email about November the 4th, and all of you that emailed me about it, I appreciate it. But if it didn't seem like I was interested in it, I just didn't want to waste my time on it, because I didn't see logistically how this was going to work. In order to fulfill what they say they want to do, it's going to take more than them blocking a few streets with their arms linked together saying, we are resisting. What are you resisting? Traffic? The other part is they have not run up yet. They have not come up yet against pipe hitters. Which is, that's going to be a rude day for them. And I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about your run-of-the-mill. I'm talking about people who are specialists at dispensing pain. There's a whole bunch of them walking the streets today. We call them veterans. When you have 20 million plus people, some of them who have faced death and ran to it, do you actually want to take them on? Have you really considered what you're talking about here? This is not some figurative thing. This is not some John Brown club. These are guys that have carried weapons against people who were carrying weapons against them. And they went out there and they did the deed and they came home. Do you think they're afraid of you? Do you think they're afraid of anything? So, when you see me not taking place in the latest trendy thing, that's because I know it's going to get replaced real quick. I don't know what the next big thing is going to be for the Antifa. As far as I'm concerned, they have lost all credibility. You guys only operate in leftist-held cities where there are no guns. You went into Charlottesville, but you were going up against yourself, and I think some of you probably knew it. And I think some of you probably knew that as long as you left those militia guys alone, they weren't going to shoot you. So you left them alone. You don't impress me at all. You don't impress me at all. You run around with your faces covered and everything else. You're not combatants. You're cowards and you're bullies. And without your little posse behind you, you're nothing. You're nothing. And your posse will run and leave you. They'll leave you in a minute. So all of you on Antifa, I'm thoroughly disappointed in you. I thought you were going to bring it. I was waiting for you to bring it. Of course, I was prepared to bring it right back at you. And there were a whole bunch of people that were prepared to bring it right back at you. Maybe you understood that. We'll see. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on around you. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.